Morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee with Casey. My name is Casey Sampson. Let's take a look at the market. So right this second, we are dead on the spring of 2022 all over again. Things are happening the exact same way. And today we're going to talk about attacking the market as a buyer and a seller, the George Costanza way. And I'm going to explain that, and I will tell you a little story of why you need to be more like George Costanza. We're selling on a house on Tuesday morning of this week. Monday, Billy gets a call and says, hey, the appraisal's in and it's $187,000 light. So the home appraised for 1.3, it sold for 1.487. We listed for 1.3, you bid 1.87, you remove the home inspection, you remove the financing contingency, you remove the appraisal contingency. We'll see you at settlement tomorrow morning. I mean, the agent was like, is there anything we can do? The answer is no, there's nothing you can do. You can go to settlement. That's what the contract is calling for. So we'll see you at settlement, right? So things like that are happening. Homes are getting bid up dramatically. Our average home this year is $127,000 above list price. In 2022, it was $133,000 above list price. So we are right where we were, only this time, instead of interest rates being 2.5, they are 7%. Okay, so what are we gonna do? Those of you like me in our group, you know, you watch Seinfeld. Jerry says, George, what does the little man inside of you say? And George says, the little man inside of me is an idiot. You know, he goes, every decision I've made has been wrong, right? So Jerry says, well, then you should just do the opposite, right? If every decision you've done is wrong, then the opposite would be right. So he orders a different sandwich. He meets a nice girl. He works for the Yankees. That's where he got his job. And that's what people need to do. They need to stop listening to the idiot inside of them because he steers us wrong most of the time. And I'll tell you how this affects, or how buyers and sellers, how this would affect them. Let's start with sellers real quick. A seller will say, and I hear it every day, oh, Pipestone's no problem. Yeah, it is. That's the little man inside of you. He's an idiot, right? So they do. They have a negative effect. It could be $50,000. It could be $75,000. It could be $100,000. Oh, the road behind me, that's no problem. Nobody's going to worry about it. Yeah, no, they are. That's just the little man inside of you. He's saying stupid stuff. Well, I think I want to price the house high and then have some negotiating room, right? Do the exact opposite of that. Price it lower where the buyer pool is, let everybody bid it up. Then you get in situations like this. Somebody pays $187,000 more than a house is worth with no financing contingency, no home inspection, and no appraisal contingency. So we wanna fight that urge. You don't wanna paint the house, right? Nobody does, right? Do the opposite. Paint the house. You know why? Because again, we've shown time and time again that if you spend between a half a point and a point, which is 1% of your home, let's say it's a $150,000 house, you spend $10,000, you're going to get back at least 6 points, six times the money. And sometimes it can be 10. So fight that little man inside of you that says, no, I don't want to fix up the house. But I can't tell you how many times I walk in and it starts to say, we don't want to fix up the house. We're fine where we are, right? Just a little man. So we need to be, now there's a term for that in the business world. It's called contrarian. You want to be a contrarian. If everybody's going left, you want to go right. If you want to buy a house right now, I'd start looking in California. Everybody's leaving, right? I'd buy a house in San Francisco. Everybody's leaving, right? Why? Because a couple guys are on the street and pooping in the street. Come on, man. The people will rise up. They'll put new people in power. Those people in power will clean up the streets. They'll restore the city to its grandeur, and away you go. And now you bought at the lowest level in San Francisco. Those are temporary issues. Those are not permanent issues, right? So a contrarian wouldn't be moving out of California. A contrarian would be moving in. Just the way it works. Let's talk about buyers for a second. Let's talk about what we tell our buyers to do. What do buyers do? They go after well-priced houses that are in great condition. and they go after them the second they hit the market. I can tell you we're getting 20, 30, 40, 50 showings on some of these houses. We're getting 7, 8, 10 contracts on these houses. And let me tell you something, it's blow your mind. 50% of the houses out there are not on a contract. 50%, right? May not be in your market, but in most markets, it's 50%. And the reason is, remember that seller that was saying, hey, let's put it up a little higher. You know, let's have some negotiating room. Hey, let's not fix up the house. I don't feel like painting the house. I don't feel like fixing the house up, right? Okay, so let me tell you that every house that we put on the market, we test $50,000 high, right? So we think it's 125, we'll test 1299. If we don't get the traction, if we don't get the buyer pool, if people are not coming to see that house, we drop it. Perfect example. It's Tapawingo. We just settled on Tapawingo, so now I can disclose what happened. 1.85 is where we went on the market for coming soon. It did not work. We dropped it to 1.8. We sold it for $2 million. $2 million. Somebody paid $2 million for that house. Now, let me give you another one. The agent that bought that house said, oh, I think you guys got, you didn't get enough for that house. That's literally what came out of our mouth. All the other contracts came in were at 1.85. She put in a contract for $2 million, $150,000 higher than the next closest bid. And she's going to tell us what's what. So these stories are happening out here, and you just need to be like George. Be like George, right? So let's talk about buyers. I wouldn't go after anything that's been on the market for less than a week, right? That's what everybody else is doing. Don't do it. Don't look for something that's priced correctly. We'll tell you what the price is. When the time comes, I'll tell you exactly what that house is worth, right? So our buyers, when we go in, we'll find a home that's been on the market for a while and they haven't fixed it up and they've overpriced it, and we'll walk right in and go, the customary value for a 4,000 square foot house within 1 mile of this thing that was built in 2005 is X. Your home is dated. You've done nothing to fix it up. That means it's worth Y. This house is worth Y. And you've got it listed for Z. So that's wrong. Now, after 20 or 30 days, the agent has been telling the seller the same thing that you're telling him. Exactly same thing. And the seller don't want to listen. So you go in. Sometimes they'll listen. Sometimes they won't. Just move on. But don't pay $200,000 more for a house than the house is worth, right? That just doesn't make any sense. So let's go over this. If I were going to go with a buyer, we would look for homes that have been on the market for a while, that fit their criteria, that have good bones. Now, what are good bones? Good bones, let me give you an example. To paint a house and put hardware in a house and maybe do a little carpeting and all, that's about less than 1% of the value of the home. You could doll it up really nice. The roof alone is worth more than 1%. So if you have a new roof on the house, right? Boom, that's the house I want. If you have new hot water heater, new HVAC units. So those are the bones of a house, right? The floor plan, the location, the lot, the yard, the schools, those are all bones. Those are good bones. Now find something that you can fix fairly easily with paint, hardware, and maybe some countertops or some flooring or whatever, lighting fixtures, you do it. If we went in to list the house, we would say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to paint it. We're going to put in hardware. We're going to do a few lighting fixtures. It'll cost less than $10,000. And we're going to get back $100,000, $125,000. Fine. They're going to say to most agents, maybe they don't want to tell the seller, your home is dated. Maybe they're afraid of losing the listing. Maybe they don't have control of the sellers. And they'll say, this looks fine. What do you want to sell it at? $1.7 million. Fine. Let's just put it on for $1.7 million. You know why? Because that agent does three deals a year and they'll take anything. And that's just the truth. We run into it every single day. Inexperienced agents do not want to chase off. So let me give you a perfect example. It is not new agents. There are three of the biggest agents you will see in the Sun Gazette. Three huge agents. Every month, you'll see one on the back cover, one with a big expose in the middle with beautiful big houses, one with all these houses. He drives a Rolls Royce, I think. They list $60 million worth of houses a year and sell 20. Wrap your arms around that. Average days on market, 201, 210, 211. That's the average days on market for those three agents who are rock stars. If you look at the Sun Gazette, why? What? They just want listings, man. They want sign in the yard. Like, get the name out there. Hey, 20 sell, 20 sell. Why do you think people charge 6%? Because only a portion of their stuff sells. All of them. 6%. 6%. Gotta have 6%. Well, you know, if you want an inferior realtor, go ahead and pay less. Wait, what? We're the number one luxury seller in the state of Virginia. Number one luxury seller in the state of Virginia. We do between 4.5% and 5%. Why? Because everything I have sells. Everything we have is going to sell. Everything. And I mean not just sell, but sell in the first weekend at $150,000 or $200,000 above list price. And we're going to have no home inspection. We're going to have no contingencies. So I don't hear any of that bull. You charge 6%. People charge 6% because they have limited, you know, they've got to advertise $60 million worth of listings and only sell 20. Look it up. All you realtors that are watching this, look it up. Go on the Sun Gazette, look at the three big names, and run how many houses were listed and how many houses sold. And you'll find 210 days on the market, 211 days on the market, 160 listed, 20 sold. What are the other 40 going to do? 40 million dollars of sellers that had to sell. Now I'm on the other side. I know. It's death, it's divorce, it's downsizing, it's desperation. There's one out of five, it's a happy case. Hey, we're going out on top. We're going to go to Florida. This is wonderful. Let's have a great time. Wow. 40 million don't sell of each one of them. So anyways, you know, let me not digress. I just want to say that when we're selling and when we're buying, we can't go in and we've got to fight the little man inside of us that says, now every one of those, they just want to put, I can guarantee you, most of the conversations go something like this. What do you want to put it on for? 1.85 million. Okay, fine. That sounds like a good number. Let's give it a run. How else can these homes sit for 210 days? I would kill myself. Casey Sams would be in the obituary column if my listing lasted more than 30 days. I'd have to kill myself. I mean, that's just, it's the way I feel. I think it's a disservice to the sellers to be there. But if I had a buyer and I'm looking for a home as a buyer, I would go in and go after one of those listings. And I would say, you're asking 108, it's worth 106. You're asking 18, it's worth 16. And then we want a home inspection and we want an appraisal contingency and we want financial contingency. Well, you've been sitting on the market for 150 days. And this is exactly what the house is worth. I'm going to prove what it's worth. That's where I'm going to go buy. Now, some of my listing agents that work with me are saying, hey, what are you, crazy? Don't tell these stories, right? About what buyers should be doing. I don't worry about it. First of all, anyone listening to these, they're my clients. They, you know, who wants to sit through 30 minutes of Casey Sampson, blah, 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 blah. Only people that are really serious, only, you know, our clients, the agents at Sampson Properties. And I will tell you, some of the top teams in the Northern Virginia, Northern region area are definitely listening to Coffee with Casey. I've had them come up to me, the leaders now of $300 million teams, going, love the show. And I appreciate you guys. you know, listening and, you know, following through with some of the things we talk about here. And my agents didn't want me to talk about, you know, if you're going to be a buyer, be a George Costanza, which means don't go out to my houses because I'm going to get $200,000 over list price with no home inspection and no financing contingency. But plenty of people are coming after our house. I don't worry about that at all. So for the buyers, let's just do the opposite. Let's wait for homes to be on the market for 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 210 days. Homes that are expiring and withdrawing, being unsold. That's called the shadow inventory. That's what we go after. They just got bad advice. That's all. They just got bad advice. You know, not that the house is that bad. They didn't fix it up. And let me be clear on this. Let me tell you how razor thin this is. On top of Wingo, we put it on the market for 1.85. Coming soon to test the market. We do a predictive analysis. We test the market for 7 days. Nobody was coming. Nobody. We had two showings, which means nobody's coming to see that house at 1.85. But at 1.8, it attracted a big enough buyer, 1.799, attracted a big enough buyer pool that there was four or five contracts and a buyer willing to pay $150,000 over everybody else. They were looking under 1.8. $50,000, big deal. Big deal. Even at that level, it's a big deal. Homes at 2.1 million was my estimate of what they were worth. 2.1 million. We put them on for 2 million, and they sold for 2.287 million. 2.287 million. 2.22. So both of them sold 200,000 and 287,000 over list price. On Thursday night open houses, the agents are all going, what do you think? How high do you think it's going to go? You think it's going to go to go over 2.2? You think it's going to go over 2.25? That's the conversations on an open house on a $2 million home. Thursday night open house is very valuable. Again, little man inside of you says, I'm not going to do that. Why? Because I'm lazy. People are lazy. They're just, it's just, I will tell you, I was talking with Billy about this yesterday. Doing an open house is like coaching a football game. By the time it's over, you're exhausted. You're exhausted. You have to be on target. You got multiple people coming at you with multiple questions. It's exciting. It's fun. But the people are sucking life out of you that whole time and sucking information out of you. And when it's over, you feel like you just coached a football game. Not played, I'd be dead, but coached a football game. So, you know, it wears you out. Do we want to do that? No. Agents need to be George Costanzas. Let me give you a great example. We go into a house, 6,600 square feet. Kind of see the walls are painted yellow. Not real yellow, but yellow. The guy had just painted it. It's a beautiful house, right? Beautiful house. I don't want to paint that damn house. I'm sitting with Morgan. Seller doesn't want to paint that house. I really kind of want this listing. I like the neighborhood. I like everything about it. I want the listing. I don't want to piss off the seller, right? Morgan. Oh, we're definitely painting this house. We're definitely going to paint this house. Seller and I literally just dropped our heads. George Costanza, our little guy inside our head, is telling us you don't have to paint this house. But because the color was yellow, and it really doesn't show up well in a house, in pictures. And our whole marketing strategy is, I got a house in Fairfax Station. I'm trying to get a person from McLean to see it and come out to Fairfax Station. Our geofencing, our artificial intelligence is plucking people that are looking for that same price house over there and get them over here. Very good stuff. It's really good stuff. And in some cases, you only have one shot. You know, you're not going to have 10 buyers. You know, the higher you get, you know, less contracts. you think. But, you know, we don't have that many shots sometimes, right? So she was right. And we did get it painted, and it did look great, and it did attract multiple buyers. And the first buyer kicked out because of an easement. So we really did need backup contracts. If we didn't have backup contracts, we'd have to go back onto the market. So the bottom line is, in that case, yes, the little man inside of me was saying, man, I don't want to paint this house. And the little man inside of the seller was saying, I don't want to paint this house. But there's a reason why Kelly and Morgan and Pat and everybody's sitting right next to it, because they just don't care. They want the house has to be put in the proper condition in order for it to get these massive contracts. 1.8, I mean, 187,000 over list price, and there was nothing they could do about it. There was nothing they could do about it. They're going to have to go to settlement. You got a $75,000, $100,000 deposit, that's gone. You know, you're going to get sued for every dollar they sell under that number. So, you know, you don't have many choices, right? You know what your choices are? Be like George Costanza. Don't go after the home in the first week. Go after a home after it's been on for a month. Go after a home that has not been painted, that does not have new hardware, that does not have. And let me tell you, you know, let me. I had did a show 2 weeks ago, and it was on liquidation realtors, what I call them, or realtor liquidators. Here's what they do. It was a retirement community. I can't think of the name of it right now. They recommended a realtor go out and talk to a seller that I was talking to. Ashby Pond. So a realtor comes out, and I look up realtors, you know, how good do you sell your stuff? And yeah, they sell their stuff. She sells everything that, you know, it's all sells in a proper amount of days and da da da. And I look over and I say, wait a minute. Every house sells at 105 to 107% of assessment. Wait, what? Because our houses sell at 120, 125% of assessment. So I'm like, wait, what? So I look at the houses that are being sold. Dumpster fires. Some of them not even cleaned out for the pictures. Horrible. Blue carpet. Yellow paint. Dated fixtures. Horrible pictures. Looks like they came in with what do you call those little iPhones and did iPhone pictures. Terrible. What are they? They are liquidation realtors. Look, and they play to your little stupid man inside of you. You don't want to fix it up. We'll just put it on, sell it as is. Let them fix it up. Really? Really? So this, let's say the average house sell is $800,000. So a dated house, $800,000, is only worth $725,000. But if you just paint it, if you just put in the $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, it would go from $725,000 to $900,000. So you're going to take this older person who's going to a retirement home who costs, it's going to cost $8,000 to $10,000 a month to live there. And you're going to sell their house for $150,000 less than you could have sold it for? Really? And you're a success? You're a dis. I need some coffee on that one, because I hate to see people taking advantage. I hate to see that a person that really needs money not. Or walk away from $160,000, $150,000 of profit just because the realtor's too lazy to fix the house up. How's that? Lazy. Liquidator realtors. You don't want to fix that house up. Let's just get it sold. Nobody wants to fix their house up. Seller don't want to fix it up. I don't want to fix it up. The buyers don't want to fix it up. But if the buyers don't want to fix it up, they're not coming in with contracts. Buyers are busy. They got to pay a lot of money for these houses. That means they're busy. They have jobs. Most of the time, both of them have jobs. They're working their ass off. And if the wife has a couple kids running around, got no time for this. The people that want to buy a house and fix it up themselves are the exceptions, not the rules. They're the George Costanza opposites. Be the opposite. If 14 people go one way, we should be going the other way. If 14 people go after a house in its first weekend, you should wait. And if it survives and it comes on 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, that's what you want. That's what you want to do. We set the price. We dictate the price. Buyers should go after homes that have been sitting on the market for a while instead of going after homes that have just come on the market. So I'm showing a home for Billy Sampson, one of our agents. So I decided to do some homework on it before I'm going over. And I want to share this with you really quick. So our contrarian thought was, don't go after home in the first week. Let it season. Let them go in that death spiral of pricing. Then come in, prove your price, get a good property, get it at the right price. Let me show you what I'm the property that we're going to look at right this second. This is what it looks like. This house went on in March or April of last year for $2.35 million. It was canceled. It came on again at $2.99 million and it was canceled. It came on this year, or it came on in October for $2.23 for that number. It has sat and has now been reduced to that number. They put it on the market. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is a who put that house on the market? Who at Keller Williams put that house on the market for 2.35 million? Right? So let it sit, let it sit. You see the desperation, you see the percolation going on here. So we come in and we run this, and let's say our clients really like it. Well, what's it worth? Well, if it's in customary condition, it's worth $1.7 million. So if I walk in there and that house is in pretty customary condition, that's what they're going to get, $1.7 million. Updated, maybe at list price, which is 1799. But this is the document we will use. This is the strategy that Billy used to find their client one where the house is in the pricing toilet bowl going down. And now we've got them right where we want them. And we can come in and prove the price if customary is that, if updated is closer to their list price. So let's just go back to that house that we listed for 1.3 and sold for 1.487. So let's say a seller goes, I want $1.4 million for this house. They put on for $1.4 million. It sits. It sits. It sits. And it sits. We come in. It's going to appraise for $1.3 million. That's what we'll give you, $1.3 million. Now, had they put it on for 1.3, they would have got 1487. But not everybody's a Casey Sampson team. A lot of them will put it on for 1.4. That's what the seller wants. My seller wanted 1.4, or as close to 1.4 as we could get. How about 147? How about 1487? How's that? We got to go to 1.3 to get it. We can't start at 1.4. I know where we want to get to. We can't get there if nobody's coming to see the house. Nobody's going to put in any contracts. So let's find the house that's listed for 1.4, that's worth 1.3. Let it season. Let everybody take a walk and then come slipping in. Come slipping in and say, here's a pricing model. It's the gold standard of pricing models. I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're worth 112% of your assessment. There's all the comps. 112% of your assessment is $1.3 million. That's what we'll give you. Be a contrarian. Be a George Costanza. So let me close the show by just saying this. The easy way is not the right way. The little man inside of you wants to do the easy way. It is not the way it goes. That is why we have protocols. A home is yellow, it gets painted. If hardware is brass, you know what the little man says about brass? Little man goes, hey man, gold's coming back. Just leave it. Gold's coming back. That's what the little man says. Gold, he's wrong. right? Black hardware, brush oil rub bronze, brush nickel. That's what's in brush gold. In very expensive kitchens and very expensive bathrooms is absolutely 100% in. But you got to be the right bathroom to accept a brush gold and for it to blend in. Because when we're setting up houses, if you do something modern in one section, it's going to make the rest of the house look dated. So everybody's got to work together. The advice isn't the same for every house. You have to blend the whole house together so it looks transitional and it's working its way towards modern. You just can't throw something modern in there and then everything else looks dated. We do that a lot, and I've seen that a lot, and you just can't have that. So anyways, it is an art form. I do give credit to the agents in our office, Kelly and Morgans and Colby and Billy and Pat and Pam and the agents we've worked with, Johnny and Ferris, that really experts at setting a house up, experts at getting the price, experts at getting a lot of people coming in. The protocols work. That's why we don't listen to the little man inside of us. My name is Casey Sampson. If you want to buy or sell in this market, great market, great market, but you need to work with professionals, you can give us a call at the Casey Sampson team. We'd be happy to help. I hope today has helped the agents that listen to the show and the buyers and sellers on how they operate in one of the craziest damn markets we've seen in a while. Actually, going right back to 2022 all over again. My name is Casey Sampson. This is Coffee with Casey. You can catch me at 703-508-2535 or Casey at CaseySampson.com. We'll see you again next week. Bye now.